I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and today we're looking at stories that will make you want to pray, give, or go. Food for the Hungry works in more than 20 countries around the world. They invest time in highly vulnerable communities, establishing programs that work to end all forms of human poverty. But those programs have a unique twist, not often found in ministries. An end date. When Jeremy Rice traveled to the Dominican Republic, there was a large Food for the Hungry sign.
They had already staked the claim that they were going to be out of poverty in 2022, and I get chilled now thinking about that. I took a snapshot of my cell phone because I thought, this is real.
Partnering with local churches and leaders is at the heart of this 10-year plan.
Literally, they're going to have a party on that day to celebrate that they are out of poverty, that we came in with these goals, and those goals have been met. It's pretty awesome.
And Force for Christ is gearing up for a summer of orphan hosting with kids from Malawi. Don't know what that means? Chad LaForce with Force for Christ explains.
And so hosting is where an orphan child from another country comes and stays for a period of between 4 to 6 weeks with a Christian family in the United States. And so we facilitate, you know, that whole process.
So for many orphans, just being chosen is a big deal. LaForce remembers when, during a field visit, he gave a little girl in Malawi a dress.
The elder of her village saw this happening, and 2 days later, at one of our wrap-up meetings, that elder stood up and she said, "You changed the life of that girl fundamentally."
If a gift like this impacts a child, imagine what a month with a Christian family and the gospel could do. We've got links and details to get you started at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you want news that'll help you pray for your world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. All the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.